But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hi, just want to welcome you back with me. I'm continuing on our prayers. Really, it's for spiritual warfare, prayers for protection. And today I'm going to teach you another prayer that I use for spiritual warfare that I think will be very effective for you as well. I'm going to try to go straight with this one, not take a break, because once we get into it, it's not something I can really stop. I have to keep going. So forgive me ahead of time if this goes too long, but it's going to be well worth your waiting and taking the time to really suck in what I'm going to say to you. So let me go ahead and pray to get us started with this prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. I just invite your presence in this room, in our rooms, in the room of every person that is watching this video and listening to this right now, that you would invade our space, bring clarity to our mind, to our understanding, parse the wisdom that is being given here for each person, that they would know how to properly digest what is being said. Open our understanding, because we're going to need it, Lord, for this. And thank you for bringing your richness, your abundance, your kabod glory to us through your word. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so, you know, I will tell you this. In the things that we've done so far in spiritual warfare, I've talked about the armor of God. I've talked about Psalm 91. And the one I'm going to teach you today is very important, so critical. Because you're going to find you will have seasons in your life when you've prayed, you've fasted, you've done all the things that you're being told to do, and you've persevered and believed, and still there is no change in your situation. And sometimes what you're fighting could be a force, a spiritual force, a demonic force that is way above your pay grade. It's just way above anything that you could possibly take on. And so when you attempt to go after in the spirit these forces that are so much higher than you are, it doesn't work out for you, right? I mean, you could end up with afflictions. Many things can happen to you. Your finances can go down the tube, your health can go down the tube, your marriage, your children, just everything will end up not good whenever you go after these forces that they're just way out of your ability to battle. And the sad part is that most of us don't find this out until we're already in it, until we have already touched on the toes of those entities. That's when we discover, okay, I don't know what this is, but I would describe it as feeling like you're in a wrestling ring and you're being tag teamed. So as soon as you finish or solve one thing, that tags another thing, and then that comes after you, and you battle that, and then that goes, and you think you've won, and here comes another thing, and it's a constant. And so what ends up happening is then you get into this exhaustion, fatigue, you are drained, and it doesn't matter what you do, it just doesn't stop. It's endless. And so if this sounds like a situation where you are today, or if perhaps in the future you find yourself in this place, what I'm going to teach you today, this is the prayer for that situation. Because basically what has happened is you have usurped the authority of God in your life, right? You have taken on a role that you really were not meant to play. That's what's happening. Because when you step into that role, you're basically saying, I can battle this, I'm God, right? And you're not realizing, no, this one is way out of your league, okay? And so you needed to step back and allow the Lord to fight this battle, right? Yes, you did. But you may have missed that. So it's possible you usurped the authority without even realizing that you did, or you got slowly pulled into something, and then by the time you realize it, you were just too far in to come back from it, right? So what I would say first is repentance is necessary. To just say to the Lord, listen, I'm sorry. I think I may have overstepped my bounds here and just done something that was, it's not for me. So forgive me, Lord, for trying to take over your job in this arena. Let me step out now and ask you to step in and take over. That's the prayer I'm going to give you today. And it's in the Bible. The entire prayer is in the Bible, okay? But again, if we're never taught this, we never know this, do we? So the prayer is in Psalm chapter 24. It's Psalm 24. And I am going to read it. And then when I'm, well, let's just go ahead and read and go for the explanation, because I believe like once we get to the end of it, it's going to be so powerful. I'm not sure how much going back I can do once I get to the end of it. Okay, so Psalm 24, I'm going to read this from the NIV version, and then I'm going to go ahead and try to explain it to you as we go along, break it down. Okay, so Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Okay, stop right there. Do you remember that I said to you that the Lord's Prayer is a model prayer? It's a model of how you approach prayer. So we already see in verse 1 and 2 that we're acknowledging God as the creator of the earth. We are acknowledging God as the one who started everything, right? From the foundations. We're acknowledging that God is the one who put everything in the earth, right? So that everything on earth really is under his authority and answers to him ultimately. It says that he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. This is important for this prayer because we're going to go back now to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. We'll start reading from there. Okay, so it says, he established it on the waters. What does that mean? Then you have to go back to the establishment of the earth, right? So it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Mm-hmm. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. This tells us that before the earth was even formed, as you know earth, the waters existed. They were there from the beginning in darkness. And then the Spirit of God covered over that water. So the foundations of the earth was created from the foundations of water. It says, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light with the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, so that evening and morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And so the evening and the morning were the second day." So imagine it's water. Then he brought light. Then he said, divide the water. Okay? And so now, it says in verse 9, "Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathered together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good." So the heavens, the firmament, which is the stars and everything you see, and then the earth. So bottom line is, it started from the waters, right? The waters, light, divide, okay? That's it. So the foundation of the earth is water. So when it says, back to Psalm 24, "For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters," that's what it's talking about. It came from water. He made the earth. Everything in it belongs to him, and he took it from water. Okay, next. "Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Who may ascend in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god." So again, we go and we see repentance is necessary, right? Because it's saying, if you would like to ascend to where God is, if you would like to come up to the holy mountain and stand before the Lord so that he can step into your situation, whatever it is you have going on or not, you could pray this even without that, you must have clean hands and your heart has to be pure. Okay, so the cleansing is necessary, the repentance, and God forgives you your sin, and now you can come up. Okay, it says you don't trust in an idol or swear by a false god. In other words, you're not looking for someone or something else to solve that problem for you. You have acknowledged that the only way it ever gets solved is if God himself is the one who's going to do it, right? So now it says in verse 5, "They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior." There you go. So when you do this and you go up, you ascend to the mountain of the Most High God, then the blessing of the Lord is now going to come upon your life, okay? It's going to flow into whatever it is you're going through. Vindication will come. Whatever you're being accused of, whatever is happening that's creating the chaos or the problems in your life, God will vindicate you at that moment. Okay. Verse 6, it says, "Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob." This is very curious, this part here, because we know most of the time it says the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So now the question comes, why is it in this scripture right here, the God of Jacob? I'm going to tell you what I believe it means. because of what follows the rest of this chapter. And it's my own personal revelation of this scripture. Okay, so in order to understand why it's referencing the God of Jacob, we have to go to see a story of Jacob. I'm going to take you now to Genesis chapter 28, and we're going to read verse 10 to 17. It says, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and he lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on earth, with its top reaching to the heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. Because now remember, he's talking to Jacob. I will give you and your descendants the land in which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I've promised. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place and I am not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. So what is happening here is that we see that Jacob laid his head down and then he went into a dream and he saw a portal from the ground where he is going all the way up into heaven. And the angels were going up and down that portal. And when he looked up, he saw the Lord looking down at him from heaven in the very spot where he is. Keep this in mind. And he said, this is the gate of heaven. So now we go back to Psalm 24, and it says, verse 6, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. So he's referencing Jacob in seeking the face of the Lord. Okay, to step into the situation now. Oh, verse 7. So here's where it gets really good. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord. Strong and mighty, the Lord. Mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. So, lift up your heads. What is the head? It's the top. You gates. The top has a gate. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. What are the ancient doors? The doors that are, some versions said the everlasting door. It has been there forever. The waters, the foundation. So from the very top to the very foundation, that the King of Glory may come in. Remember when Jacob looked up his portal, the portal, the Lord was there at the top, the head, right? And then he comes down into the ancient, the waters. It's this prayer. You're literally speaking a portal. A portal is being formed with this prayer to allow the King of Glory, God, in all of his glory, the kabod glory of God, to enter into your situation and take over. I hope you're catching that. The gates, you are speaking open the gates and you're saying, open up the gates and let the King of Glory in. Which gates? The top gates from heaven to earth, where it was formed. These ancient places that have been from everlasting to everlasting forever. And you're calling God in. This is all you have to pray. You do not need to do anything else. This is it, okay? So when you're in the situation and you see this is beyond anything that I've ever dealt with and I don't know how to handle this anymore, you need to invite the King of Glory in, speaking open a portal from heaven, top, head, to earth, bottom, waters, for him to come down into your situation and fix whatever is broken. Now understand that once you do this, you're stepping back from it. You do not need to pray anymore. You do not need to ask anyone for prayer. You have basically handed the situation over to the King of Glory. And God, in all of his kabod, which is glory, it's his splendor and his majesty and his abundance and in all of his power, okay? The Lord, strong, mighty in battle, is now in the situation. You no longer need to do anything, okay? So you step back and you allow him to do his job. You're out of it, completely out of it. I hope that is crystal clear to you, because this is you speaking a portal into being to invite the Lord into your situation. Whatever the situation may be, that's what you're doing. That is my revelation and interpretation on this. And I will tell you, in the situation where I was before, where I had just gone way over my bounds, that was the prayer. I prayed, I said it. The end part, you notice it repeats itself. You know, the word says, you know, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever opens it, I will go in and sup with them. So when he says, it's like we're saying, he's knocking and we're saying, it says, open up so the King of Glory may come in. And he's knocking, you know, when someone knocks on your door and you go, who is it? But you're going, who is this King of Glory? Who am I letting in? You are letting in the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. That's who you're letting in. He's there for the warfare to make it cease. And you know when he shows up, it's over. Whatever's happening there, it's like silence. It ends when he shows, right? Praise the Lord. So when I pray this, when I get to the last part of it, which is verse 8 to 10, and I say that, if I'm like, okay, what's going on? I say it again. And if I need to say it a third time, I say it a third time. But I don't stop saying that until I feel the kabod, the weighty glory of the Lord, enter the room. And believe me when I tell you, you're going to feel it. You will feel the presence of the Lord enter the room as you say this. Okay? So you keep saying it, and you will feel the presence of the Lord, because as that darkness around you and the warfare gets dispelled from the atmosphere, the Lord is coming through all of that into your situation. And then you step back and you let him do whatever he needs to do. You no longer need to touch that, put your hand on it, because you've already repented for usurping the position, right? So you allow God to do what God only he can do. And you have nothing else to do but worship him and praise him as he is there. Wow. This is so powerful. This is so powerful. And I know if you would just apply this principle and wait and allow God to do what only he can do, you are going to know another side of the Lord. He will begin to reveal himself to you as the Lord, mighty in battle, that does not need your help to fix that situation, right? Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Because you are the King of glory. Thank you for your kabod, your weighty glory, your presence that dispels all darkness and brings out the very best in any atmosphere where you touch, because you're coming with your abundance. Thank you for fighting the battles that we cannot fight. We love you, Lord. Thank you for coming down, for opening up. We command the gates to open and let you in, King of glory. And we thank you for what you will do and what you continue to do in our lives, Lord. And we're not able to do it. Forgive us when we've overstepped our bounds, when we have completely stepped outside the areas that you have told us this is where you should be. And we thank you for removing every and all demonic oppression, the warfare associated with whatever battles we're fighting, Lord. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. All right, so if you check in the description, there are links there to the study guide and for you to sign up for the discipleship school if you are not already signed up. And this is all free. There is no cost for anything. And I just pray that this blessed you. And you know what I would like you to do? If you are struggling with something in warfare and you've invited the Lord in with this prayer, I want you to communicate with us and let us know what happened after. Okay? Oh wow. I'm just very high in the Lord right now. So I will see you next time, and we will continue with some other prayers in the Bible for warfare and other things. I'm sorry if I'm sounding a little woozy now, because I'm feeling the Lord very heavy. Okay, bye.